start to our season. A lot of things we can correct and get better at. It's typical coming off an opener. I thought we had the game pretty well in hand until we had the late hit penalty on the sideline. I think it was 24-10 at that point. And we had, that was third down, we had the fourth and seven, and or something like that. So anyway, that kind of shifted the momentum a little bit. But then the pick six by J.T. Thomas turned it right back in our favor. And we never really looked back. A lot of positives, proud of the coaching staff, the way they handled the preparation and all the film study and the package we put together was almost spot on. And what we saw in the game was what we were practicing against. And so credit the assistant coaches for doing a nice job with their anticipation of what to expect. For the third time in a row, that's a heck of an accolade for our program, proud of our players, proud of how they hung in there when we didn't face some adversity. They kept playing, never batted an eye, just kept on playing at a high level. And so a lot of good things, like I said, though, a lot of things to clean up. If we don't get cleaned up, it'll cost us something down the road. The special teams were pretty much a wash. We didn't do much there, missed a couple of field goals, which is uncharacteristic of us. The punt game was okay. I thought that last punt actually was out in the 2 or 3 yard line. Really irrelevant, I guess. Disappointed we didn't get a sack. We had 0 sacks tonight, which is, again, uncharacteristic of us. But all that aside, it was a great win for our program. Big home opener. Crowd was fantastic. Couldn't ask more out of a Rice Eccles crowd than we had tonight. I think that plays to our advantage big time because I think people underestimate that they haven't been here before. I think that's I've been told that by more than a couple of coaches that have come in here for the first time in a non-conference game and they said that exact same thing. So very, very pleased with our fans and the support they gave. That stadium was completely packed and it was a great environment to play.
Coach, Britton. A lot of people thought
you
wouldn't be able to
play. Not us. We believe.
What did you see in
him? Tonight or before tonight?
Yeah, the potential.
Well, he's so quick and athletic and tough and smart. He's the only thing he is not is real big. But he does everything else. He's got great hands. He's a great return game. And I think he's going to be a real weapon for us. I think you saw a little taste of what he can do in the return game. We didn't have a chance to get much underway in the return game tonight, but when he did get an opportunity, most of it. But he's a competitor. Plus, he's a fierce competitor. That probably is the thing that is maybe above all else. He's going to play a lot of football for us this year.
Coach, you mentioned the pay package, how they were very prepared for what you're doing. Is there anything particularly you were prepping hard for that you saw a lot of and felt really good about stopping?
Pretty much everything. Defensively, I thought we did a nice job and we gave up a couple of throws, which is, we had a couple of breakdowns in the zones. But in the run game, I don't know where they ended up with, but it wasn't much. 26 yards? Am I reading right? 70? I can't read it. Who can tell me what that 76? So less than 3 yards of carry. And that really is key. If you play tough on defense and make a team one dimensional, that really plays in your favor.
They throw more than you thought they would?
No. I think they didn't throw a lot until they started getting behind. And we got exactly the dose of what we thought we were going to get early on. A little more boot than we worked on. We should have worked on the boot. Our boot coverage was subpar. But an opener, like I said, there's going to be mistakes. It'll be a great effort that will cover up a lot of those mistakes.
How bothered were you by the lack of a pass rush? Not just the sacks, but especially in the first half, not getting very close to the
ball. Well, he was getting rid of the ball fairly quickly. And it's credit to him. I'm sure they had prepped him to get the ball out of his hand. And so it's not like he was standing back there with all day. He was getting the ball out fairly quick. But we got to go. And that's a good old line. That's a Michigan O-line, which is typically a strong suit for the Wolverines. And so, but we got to, maybe we need to dial up a little more pressure. You know, we've had a standard four-man rush most of the night. So we got to take a look at what we did pressure-wise and maybe up the dose of that.
Obviously, you have to look at film, but is there something specific you attribute the interceptions to? Maybe that?
Athleticism, good coaching by the secondary coaches, having ready and anticipating routes. And again, practice just about every single thing we saw tonight. We practiced during the week, the last 2 weeks actually. And so it was just a great anticipation by JT on that route. He read it perfectly, got a break on it, stepped right in front and went to the house. And that was probably the play of the game. If there was one play in the game that was had the biggest impact on that.
And conversely, you guys have the goose egg in the turnover column. I'm sure that plays a
huge deal. What was it, 2-0? It was 2-2. Well, he had one. The Hail Mary thing in the first half, which we don't really attribute that to sloppy. So That was nice. I think we did put the ball on the ground one other time and we covered it, which was critical at that junction. But yeah, so you win the turnover battle, you have an 80% plus chance of winning.
Talk about Travis and his performance. Seemed like he was pretty efficient tonight.
Very good. He was efficient. He threw the ball well. He was I think he was above 65%, which is our benchmark this year. We want that to be the benchmark. He had a couple hundred yards. And so I thought he took good care of the football. And he was more than a game manager tonight. He did a nice job running the offense and having an impact on the game. We're past the point of being a game manager with Travis. Just let him do his thing. I thought he did a nice job. I thought Aaron Rodgers called a nice game on offense.
Did you have a pretty good view of Devontae Booker's one-handed catch?
Yeah.
Can you describe what you saw?
It was just a great catch. I don't think he needed to use one hand. Devontae has a flair for the dramatic. I was shocked he dropped that one pass on the sideline. I haven't seen him drop a pass in probably a year. So that's a good hand to that.
Seemed like there was a couple coverage breakdowns that could have been touchdowns. Can you just talk about those?
Yeah, Corey Butler on one, young corner, first Division I experience. We're in a bail technique, and he's got his head deep third. Lost sight of the guy, lost vision. And instead of continuing to sink like he was supposed to do, he pulled up, and the guy ran right by him. He dodged the bullet there. Corey played very well for his first game. Came up with an interception for us, and he's going to be a really good player for us.
Coach, you didn't get a good pass rush, but your front did a terrific job in the run game.
Exactly.
What you saw there.
Yeah, we stuffed the run pretty good, and we were stuffing the run in a lot of two-high safety looks, which is hard to do. We were guys short in the box, and then we're still taking the run away. And, another thing we didn't do, we didn't get sacks, and we didn't bat any balls down. Typically, we're going to bat three or four or five balls down a game, and we weren't able to do that, so we got to do a better job getting our hands up in the throw.
There was a lot of hype coming into this game.
There was hype coming into this game?
Jim Harbaugh's
return,
obviously. Are you glad to kind of have that over against
so
the first
glad
game
you can't believe it. Glad to get this one under our belt, and it was wearing me out, all the hype, and we tried to pay no attention to it, it was there, and our players, they're not dumb, they know what's going on, they had a little bit of an attitude going into this game, which is good. We like to play with an attitude, that's who we are.
How different was this Michigan squad that you saw this year versus last year's Michigan squad?
Very similar personnel-wise as far as, the physicality of them, and then the running backs are physical, big physical guys. Didn't have the big-time receiver, the Funchess kid. Defense was just as ornery as last year. The coverage wasn't there. Coach Harbaugh said, the coverage's not there at Michigan. It's never there at Michigan. So they got guys, and I'm sure he'll get that thing going in a short period of time.
How do you feel?
Jake Butt did a great,
great player. Yeah, I don't know how many balls he caught, but he's a heck of a player. We knew going in that he was going to be a go-to guy, and he did some damage, I think it was him that caught the touchdown. Split the safeties. We got to be better. And I think it was disappointing too, is we were cramping. We had five or six guys cramping up, and that's not like us. We usually do a good job with our hydration through the week and get things in order there. But I can't remember the last time we suffered cramps, and so we got to get that fixed. That was disappointing.
Devontae Booker. Devontae Booker had 22 carries.
Were you the one that put that walkthrough on YouTube?
Devontae Booker had 22 carries for
7. Nice job if you were.
Devontae Booker. Devontae Booker had 22 carries for 75 yards.
Yeah.
Is that partly, though, that he's just a marked man now?
Partly, but we got a run block better. I didn't think our run blocking was what it usually is. But again, they got a physical front 7. And it's a physical Big Ten team. And we got to create more creases just blocking the run up. And I thought we threw the ball decent. Like I said, we made them, be honest, they weren't stacking the box per se. They were using their usual MO based on what we saw before. There was a lot of single high safety with very few run blitzes, very few times that safety was creeping down.
How do you feel the offensive line performed specifically to Sam Tevi at left tackle?
We'll have to watch the tape. I can't give you an answer right now. It's something we've got to scrutinize and study, but I don't think we got sacked. What were you sacked once? We just told me we got sacked. Here that we held up pretty good pass for Washington.
How about the health of your team? How do you feel you came out health-wise?
Well, we'll have to see. Evan Moya obviously left the game. Better see what's going on there. Other guys, sometimes injuries don't show up until the next day. The adrenaline's pumping, and you don't realize you've done something until the next day. And so, at first blush, seems okay, but we'll have to see what the evaluations are.
All three picks, they were targeting.
And then we won't tell you for sure.
All three picks, they were targeting the same freshman receivers.
What's in
there? Were you guys
something else? No, I was really playing
in the defense guy. You talk about, you saw the defense make a lot of big plays. You have the interceptions. fourth down, you come up, make a stop on a power. Obviously, that was coming. Then we talked earlier about the just stuff.
That was another big point in the game, is that fourth was that series where we stopped him on about our 30-yard line going in. Where we stopped him on two successive third short, fourth short situations.
How different is the preparation?
Is that your question?
I was just seeing what your thoughts. You're seeing your defense making big plays.
It's great. We expect big plays out of this defense. We have a lot of returning starters, a lot of guys that play a lot of good football for us. Three senior linebackers that are, we think, as good as there is in the conference as a group. A front four that's always going to be good. And the secondary will come of age. You know, that has to happen. That we believe that will happen as the season goes on.
Is that why you were rotating a lot of guys in the secondary?
Well, cramps. That was the game. Kevin Carter cramping up. Reggie Porter was cramping up. Marcus Williams got dinged a little bit. J.T. Thomas was cramping up. And so it was predominantly that, which is a good thing. That's easy to fix. It's disappointing.
How different is the preparation now for Utah State than what you just
different
through?
Than what?
Than what you've just gone through. How much
a lot different. You know, we'll have a game. I think they play tonight. Preparation is probably over by now. And so we'll have a tape now. I'm sure they're not going to show everything tonight, but we've been close enough proximity to that program. We have a chance to watch it play on TV. And we know about Jeff McKee. He's a heck of a player. We know we got our hands full, but at least we'll have some definitive tape to watch, and we'll have a good idea.
More so than last year, it seems like there was a lot more offensive playmakers. How nice is it to be able to have that many guys to be able to throw to and have them make plays?
Oh, it's really nice. We really like that. That freshman group of receivers, there's five of them. And Raylan Singleton, who's not able to play yet, and Covey, who we talked about, Tyrone Smith, who's going to be a darn good player, Caleb Rupp, who's going to be a really good player, and then who's the fifth guy missing?
C.O.C. Wilson,
who's going to be. We think we hit right on the jackpot with those guys. Now, it's not going to be an impact right away because they're all freshmen. Some of them play. You saw Tyrone and Covey tonight. But we think down the road, those guys are going to be pretty special.
Kyle, what would your reaction be if I told you Utah State won 12-9 tonight?
What would my reaction be? Exactly what it is right now. What do you see? surprising. Is that what it was?
That was the final, yes.
Okay, well, a lot of defense there. Look at the tape and find out why. So the Utah State football team will tell you that. Chris Mann does a really nice job. And a lot of respect for him as well.
Gianni Call had two personal fouls.
I let him know about that. We talked about that. He feels bad about it. He's an aggressive, tough player. He's got to make a couple better decisions. I think the second one was a little more egregious than the first one. Although the first one was over on the other sideline. But it's exactly things like that that in a game could get you beat. That turned the tide right there and gave them momentum. But we were able to get it back with that pick six. And he feels bad about it. He knows football. He's a smart man. He knows he shouldn't have done it. He's just playing, flying around the field. And he's making better decisions.
In the passing game, you focused on short and intermediate routes rather than going deep. Was that by design, or was that because the short and intermediate passing game was working?
They were open. You know, we had some routes that were up the field, but there was holes underneath. And so you got to take what the defense gives you. They got good position on the shots up the field. You know, we took a couple with Kenny, I think, Scotty. But, if they're sagging back and playing deep, then you got to hit the intermediate route or the short route. And that's what Travis did a really nice job of doing that.
One more question.
Kenneth Scott ended up with zero catches on the day. Is that at all surprising?
Yeah, Scotty's our main guy, and he will figure in. He's going to be a guy that's going to – I thought he had a couple.
He doesn't show up on the stat sheet, so.
I think it was
one.
You got two. But it seemed like the outside receivers weren't being utilized as much as some of the slots.
Yeah, we got to do a better job of getting them in the mix, and some of that was covered when there wasn't guys out underneath at times, and so we'll find ways. We got to find ways.